This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
My guest today is Dr. Mitchell Cohen, and you are known as America's Pain Detective. That's quite the title, Dr. Cohen. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Tonia.
You have a new book coming out. Is that correct?
I do. It starts with a hashtag. Hashtag Cure Me. Stories of real people finding relief from chronic pain with America's Pain Detective.
It seems more and more I'm running into people that are always complaining of pain, that they can never seem to find a cure. It's funny that your title starts with the hashtag. I guess that's the way of the world now, right?
Yeah, it is. It actually makes it a little easier to find rather than the other way around. More people are communicating with hashtags.
In your work with pain management, your own personal story is pretty unbelievable. But in your work with pain management, do you find that lifestyle change is really important, diet is important, or supplements, medication? Give us the scoop as to maybe a little bit of a brief summary of what you've found.
Okay, well, sure. First thing I want to do is correct a misimpression. One of the things I'm fighting against is this idea of pain management. I always put management in quotes because that's what most doctors do today. They're not actually looking for cures. They're looking for ways to help people deal with their pain, live with their pain, try to make it so that they know the pain exists, but they don't care. And that's not what I do. I try to get to the root cause of pain and try to get rid of it. Now, some of that does involve some nutritional aspects. I have colleagues. I actually am lucky enough to work in a really neat practice. My colleagues practice what's called functional medicine. They do much more of the nutritional and supplementary work. For instance, I do a lot of work with nerves. Vitamin B12 and vitamin D are not, well, vitamin D especially is not often thought of as being effective or important for nerve health, but it is. They do most of that work to make sure the patients they have proper nutrition, because that's necessary in order for the body to heal. I have a lot of problems with patients who have hormone imbalances. They deal with those. And all of that really needs to be helped in place before the work I do specifically really will have an effect. Someone who has poor nutrition, doesn't have enough appropriate vitamins, doesn't have a proper intake of some of the constituents of connective tissue, like collagen, they will not heal well.
I think it's important when you say that you like to try to get right to the root of the problem, because, I mean, really, that to me seems what should be the case right off the bat. Instead of just putting a Band-Aid on it, let's find out what the deal is, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense to me. And this is where people get into talking about the opioid epidemic or the opioid crisis. I always say there's no opioid crisis except what has been manufactured by the shortened, or I should say decreased, access to opioids. There was an opioid epidemic, still is, because that's what doctors throw at the patients. And all opiates do is it doesn't get rid of pain. It makes the pain seem less important to the patient, but the pain remains. I would rather find out the source of the pain in each person's case. So diagnosis of the initial cause of the pain is, to me, the absolute most important part of treatment. It's kind of like if a person gets an infection, we'll throw an antibiotic at them. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, well, we'll throw another antibiotic at them, and that's the way pain management is these days. Much of what they do is actually more damaging than helpful, because they're really not aiming at a specific problem. They're just covering pain, which is a very common component to all kinds of disorders.
Well, you know, you hear a lot about people that pretty much live on ibuprofen and Tylenol, and that to me seems like, you know, one of the Band-Aid issues. So what do you do? How do you actually diagnose? We can't talk about every different patient, but what is your approach?
No, that would be the whole book.
Yeah, no, that's true. But what I'm just curious, what's your approach in dealing with somebody to get deeper into the problem?
Okay. Well, actually, I want to address what you said first, and then we'll talk about the diagnostic process.
Okay.
Ibuprofen and the NSAIDs in particular, everybody reaches for that, and even the doctors say, go ahead and take that. When you have an injury, you normally have inflammation. There's acute inflammation, which helps you heal. When you cut your hand and you see it turn a little red, that's the blood vessels opening up, oxygen coming in, and the body trying to heal itself. If it works, then within a few weeks to a few months, that goes away and the body's healed. If you take ibuprofen or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents akin to ibuprofen, like Aleve or aspirin or any of a number of others, they actually stop that inflammatory process and can lead to the chronic pain that we're trying to prevent. So when someone takes, even if they've got chronic pain, and they take something like ibuprofen or naproxen, they're interfering with the body's ability to try to cure, say, a damaged ligament or a damaged nerve. Now, when it comes to the diagnostic process, first of all, I'm an osteopathic physician. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with what that is, but osteopathic doctors in the United States, we make up about 1 in 10 physicians, so there's about 9 MDs for every osteopath. We're taught everything the MDs are taught, but we are taught 2 things that the MDs have traditionally not been taught. We're taught a much more holistic approach, and by holistic, I'm using it in the sense it was initially intended. That is, we take a look at the entire patient. I want to know your family history. I want to know your personal history. I want to know all the injuries you've ever had. I want to know your dietary intake. I want to know your sleep habits, because all of that is important in narrowing down the causes of pain. I've had people who have pain just from poor sleep. If they have sleep apnea, headaches are common. Body aches are common. Skipping that and saying, we're going to go right to the pain, doesn't help. So the first thing is getting a really, really thorough history. In fact, I was taught in school, and I have found it to be true after 30 years, you get about 85% of your diagnoses just from listening to your patients. After I've got some ideas from history, you go and you do what I think most doctors don't do anymore. You do a real physical examination. I do an exam, an osteopathic examination from the top of the head to the bottoms of the feet. I am looking for abnormalities, things that either confirm or refute the theories I have going on in my head, and I do it with my hands. I'll measure hip heights. I measure how well the body moves. Chiropractors tend to like to use, for instance, whole body x-rays. I don't find that useful. I've seen people who have x-rays that show so much arthritic change, you think this person should be laid up in bed for the rest of their lives, and yet those people are perfectly happy and pain-free. And I see people whose x-rays are pristine. They look like they're 20 years old, and they're stiff as a board and have awful pain. So using my hands as well as my knowledge, we narrow it down to the areas of problem, and then we have to decide through this physical exam what the actual cause is. The term palpation is what we use for touch. Palpation simply means touching in order to find something out or to make a diagnosis. I have an excellent understanding of the peripheral nervous system. That's where all the nerves are outside of the brain and spinal cord. If I touch a nerve and that person jumps and says, yeah, that is the pain, I know we're dealing with pain being generated by a problem with that nerve. If I touch a ligament, which holds bone to bone, it's connective tissue, or a tendon, which holds muscle to bone, and one of those hurt, I know the problem is most likely right there at that ligament or tendon. We have ways of treating that when we go to treat.
So have you noticed a lot of success with your methods?
Yeah, I've noticed incredible success. When I started out, I actually did primarily history and osteopathic manipulation. And I could get probably 75, 80% of the people feeling better after just doing manipulation. And I thought that was fantastic, except they'd all keep coming back with the same problem. And I'm like, how do I deal with that? And then one year I had a patient, I learned a lot from my patients. I had a patient tell me about prolotherapy. And I said, okay, what's prolotherapy? She handed me a book. I read the book on prolotherapy. I took a class in it. And what prolotherapy does, in short, is it's an injection therapy of just something like glucose, which is the body's main power source anyway. You inject it into, say, an injured ligament, and we have a number of theories about why this occurs, but for some reason, the body believes that your old injury is now new again. Chronic inflammation really doesn't do a lot of good healing. In fact, it can do damage over time, and it causes pain. But if you can trick the body into thinking this old injury is brand new, it will bring back acute inflammation, the really healing stuff. It's going to open up those blood vessels again. It will bring in white cells that eat up the damaged tissue. It'll stimulate new cells, stem cells in the area, which we didn't used to know were all over the body, so we weren't sure how prolotherapy worked, but now we have some better ideas. It'll stimulate the formation of cartilage-producing cells, of fiber-producing cells, and it will essentially re-knit the ligament or tendon. In fact, it will make it stronger than it was before the initial injury.
We're talking with Dr. Mitchell Cohen. Dr. Cohen, what's your take on either acupuncture or acupressure for some of this?
I use a form of acupuncture called Western medical acupuncture. That is vastly different than the Oriental style that people associate with the term acupuncture or acupressure. I have been using the Western acupuncture for years. It is fantastic at relaxing muscles. It turns out that there is just a significant overlap between the two styles of acupuncture. And sure enough, my muscles relaxed and I had been pain-free. So in the right hands and done for the right reason, acupuncture can be wonderful. Acupressure, I've taught it to people to help them deal with headaches. It didn't cure the problem. The headache would come back, but you can temporarily alleviate it. My problem is I'm not looking for temporary relief. I'm looking for permanent relief. But if I can help people deal with it in the meantime, I'm more than happy to do that.
Dr. Cohen, where are you located?
My office is located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The reason that I've written this book is I want people all over the country to understand that this stuff exists. They live in a perpetual state of pain, and they go to these pain clinics who are literally making a fortune and making the pharmacological and medical device companies wealthy, and the patients aren't actually getting better. The upshot of all that treatment is, how well can you live with your pain? I want people to understand that there are cures for at least between 65 and 80% of all chronic pain, and like one in three people. Somewhere between one in three and one in two people, and that's why you said it's becoming common. It's actually always been common, but more people are admitting to it. So nearly a third to a half of the population have some form of chronic pain at any given time. I want to get more doctors interested in what I do so that there will be less pain management and more pain cure. So by empowering patients with this knowledge to challenge their doctors, I'm hoping they'll say, hey, doc, why don't you know this? I get asked this all the time. They say, why doesn't my doctor know this? I want the patients to go back and say, doc, why don't you know this? Will you go back and learn something about how to cure me instead of giving me medicines or steroid injections?
Dr. Cohen, I appreciate you taking some time to chat with me today.
It's been my pleasure, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
This is Food Talk for Health. Eat well to be well.
I'm Tonia King, and you're listening to Food Talk for Health on Radio Daddy-O.